You are listening to Absent Minded, brought to you by HabsEyesOnThePrize.com.
Attention sports fans! Are you a fan of an NFL team? Would you love to attend your favorite team's Week 1 game? Well, you're in luck. Fans First Sports Network is giving away 4 free tickets to the Week 1 NFL game of your choice, up to $5,000. The rules to enter are simple. Step 1, go to contest.fansfirstsports.com. That's contest.fansfirstsports.com, and fill out the appropriate information. Step 2, find us on Facebook, Fans First Sports Network, and like our page. That's it. Once you've done that, you've officially been registered to win the 4 free tickets to any Week 1 NFL game. What are you waiting for? Go enter for your shot at seeing your favorite team in action. Contest ends on September 4th.
Hello and welcome to the Top 25 Under 25, another Absent Minded episode. It's me, Patrick Bexell. We're at number 7. We're here with, I would say, Mr. Claughton, the captain of Claughton in the Nationalliga. He's a mentor to a certain David Reinbacher, Steve Kellenberg. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope I pronounced that name right.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect. Thank you for the invitation.
We're here, obviously, to talk about David Reinbacher. He placed 7th in the ranking of our prospect pool, which does then include NHLers as well. He is part of a group of 4 players, and I can't really name the other 3. That is on a plateau, and where it's more or less inside the 5 points, between 5 and 6 points on average in regards to the rankings. The Eyes on the Prize readers, you had him at number 6. I had him at number 5. And the worst vote he got was number 8. So it's a very consolidated rankings. It's a very nice opportunity and a very nice debut on this list, where there is super talent in front of him. First and foremost, Steve, thank you for joining us here at Eyes on the Prize. How has your summer been?
Good. So we start last week with our team practice. All the guys from Canada, from Finland, they came now to our team practice. Before we had them 2 weeks off, so we can, recover a little bit from the summer practice. What we had, 15 weeks, I think, was a pretty long summer. But it was good. It was hard, but it makes more fun when you then come back on the ice with all the guys and with the team. Yeah, being in the locker room with everybody makes way more fun than the summer practice.
Yeah, we all know how it is going back to work after a summer break. You look forward to see your friends, maybe not work, but
yeah.
It was unfortunately a long summer for you guys. You went out in the quarterfinals, or was it the play-in? I'm sorry.
The pre-playoffs. Yeah. It was the pre-playoffs,
We lost there. Which is still a very good position for you guys, having come up from the second tier in Switzerland last year. So it's a good first year.
Yeah, I think we had a really good first year. It was a hard start, and the first 10 games wasn't that good. But we can improve. We learned a lot in this first 10 games. And then I think we had a really good season and make then the pre-playoffs, and then we lost in the game 3. Yeah. But overall, I think it was okay.
It's a good start. You also have a new coach, Gary Fleming.
Yeah.
And it takes a while to get used to for Montrealers. Obviously, it's interesting because Gary Fleming has been playing in Montreal. So
yeah, I saw that he was there. Yeah, it's again a new coach. So we have our 4 or 5 weeks to learn how he want to play, and it's interesting. It's totally new situation for everybody. Everybody fights again for a new spot because he only knows the name, but you don't know how you play. So it's a hard pre-camp.
Yeah. Have you had any meetings with the fans yet? I know I was in Växjö yesterday. They have a open rink for the fans today, and skills competition, and Rögle had it the last week. So there is an opportunity there.
Yeah, we have that, but I think a little bit later in 2 weeks we have a presentation. But yeah, it goes a little bit longer.
And how, in regards to a certain Mr. Reinbacher, how was your summer? How was it having your teammate and your defensive partner, more or less, being drafted that high, especially by one of the most storied franchises in NHL, Montreal Canadiens?
Yeah, it was also for me really excited to be that close. I never had that, or I never had a guy who I know that good, who make the whole, the whole draft and this stuff. Especially, I don't saw him this summer a lot because he was a lot in overseas with the combine, with the draft. And then he worked somewhere in the States with a fitness coach. But yeah, we two or three times a week, we had a FaceTime. Then we talk a little bit how it goes, how we feel, and to know or to see how it works and how he felt there.
And what can you tell us that is not confidentiality?
Yeah, it's hard. I think it's really exciting for her because he even know not exactly how it works there, and everything this, I think it goes really quick. He came from a Swiss league team, second highest team in Switzerland, goes last year in the first highest league, and then it goes really quick to close to the NHL and see how big it was. And I think that was really exciting for him and also for me and for all the, or for the whole team to see how it works there.
There's not many players drafted out of the National Liga because it is a tough league. And what can you tell us about the league in itself? I think it's one of the best leagues in the world. What can you tell us in regards to, is it a strict organization league, a little bit like Sweden and Finland, or is it more of a Canadian flow to the game?
I think it's not that really strict how it is in Sweden and in Finland. Because when we played once the Champions League and we see or we play against this team, they're way more organized and play really strict in the defense over the whole ice, five guys together. I think in Switzerland it's a pretty fast game with high skilled players. That's maybe an easy explanation for our league.
Yeah, and also with KHL falling a little bit, I think the Nationalliga has taken a step up in the rankings because there are a lot of Swedish, Finnish and overseas players are going to Switzerland. It's also a very nice place to live in Switzerland, so I completely understand everyone going.
Yeah. Also, we have a new rule last year that we can have 6 imports and then all with the KHL. That brings a lot of really, really good imports to Switzerland. So the level last year, it raised right away up. It was a really high level with all these imports. It was maybe a little bit harder for young Swiss players to get their a good job so that they can play box play or power play. But I think when you play there now, you have talent only really good.
And that makes it even more impressive what David did last year to take a full-time spot with Claughton and play all games in Nationalliga. And what would you describe David's strength?
The biggest strength, I think, it was the how fast he can adjust the level. I think he came in a year ago in the second highest league and made that pretty good, but I think he don't play a lot than box play or power play. And then he comes to a new league with a 7 or 6 imports, and he gets right away a spot in the power play. And he had all the time, I think, around 20 minutes ice time. And what he had or how he adjusted or improved in 1 year, it was amazing to see that how fast he was, yeah, to get the level from all the guys in the National League to play against the imports. That yeah, was really impressive.
It speaks of a high intelligence and a high hockey IQ. And hockey IQ is one of those things that we all speak about, but everyone has a little bit of different definition of it. But as a player, how do you think about hockey IQ? Is it the adjustment to a higher league or a better team? Or is it how you scan your eyes or where if you can predict the play?
I think it has from everything a little bit. So you see it by David Reinbacher. I think you have or you had to have a big IQ that you can improve that fast to this level. Yeah, he needs only, I think he last year he had maybe one or two games, and then it goes every game he gonna be a little bit better. And yeah, it's hard. I think he had from everything a little bit that it makes it that good with hockey IQ.
When we think about David Reinbacher, we've seen the scouting reports, we've seen his play in development camp, and I watched a few highlight reels, obviously, about him. But he stands out as a defensive side player right now. Very secure, good outlet passes, can move the puck out by himself as well. Is that what you have been teaching him?
No, I tried to help him the whole season, but it was also the coaches who helped him every day. But I think he's a really good skater. He's big. He's getting stronger every day. And so he's really good in the defensive battle and can win there the puck. And when he had the puck, then he's really quick to turn and make the game quick to the offensive zone. That's, I think, that's one of his strengths, what he had. And yeah, you see also last year or 2 years how good that was for him to maybe start in the lower level as a 70-year-old and can there go every day a little bit more. And then so he was really good last year. And how you say, I think he's really strong, but also what you see or what you saw during the season, he played power play and every game he had more confidence and he can make more plays on the blue line and getting there every time a little bit better. And I think this season, he will get the next step and be also a little bit better offense on the blue line.
I looked a little bit as a preset to this interview as well. And I couldn't really find out. Do you have hybrid ice in Switzerland, or do all rinks have Olympic sized rinks?
Where we play have all the Olympic size, but now our new practice rink, it's smaller. So it's a small ice. I don't know why we have that, or why they plan like that. Maybe
economy, electricity is expensive.
Maybe special for David. No. I don't know the reason, but right now we practice all the time in the practice rink, and there we have the smaller ice.
You as a defender, I always think about it in two ways, because I'm European as well. I've grown up with European ice hockey. Defenders coming into Europe from North America says it's a little bit more difficult because you have to take two strides into the corner and suddenly you lose someone behind you.
Yeah.
And when you speak to defenders going to North America, they say the opposite way. You have closer to the net, but the play is so much faster.
Yeah, that is. We felt it this week. It's like, so it's, for me, it's really long that I played on the smaller rink. And we talked yesterday about that with other guys or other defense, how quick that is. And at the beginning, you felt all the time, what's wrong? Why it goes so quick? It's something with me. And then we talk, no, it's the ice. It's, yeah, when you have a rebound, it goes to the board. The puck is right away there. And yeah, you have situation, it makes easier for a defense player. And you have situation who's not that easy or not normal for you. But I think at the end, they have both the wingers and the the defense and the wingers or the forwards have some things they're easier with the smaller ink and this, or some place they're not that easy or goes up way quicker.
How long does it take for you as a professional to change to the smaller ink? Does it take 2 weeks or do you say it goes faster or even longer?
Now, so close to one, also five practice in the smaller ink. So yeah, the first five, it wasn't not that easy, or not that I can say now it's normal. I think it maybe needs one more week. We have on Friday the game there against the German team. And yeah, then it's maybe another level because everybody goes full and hard. And I think it's then you have way more battles. And that helps you maybe then more. But also for the first game, it will be hard.
We're recording this on the 9th of August, just so not every Canadian fan is going to look for that game on Friday. so it's a few weeks in the rearview mirror.
We will take a quick ad break here, so please lower the volume in your car so you don't drive off a cliff.
The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki season 2 is
marvelous.
Great. And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki season 2, now streaming only on Disney Plus.
And we're back.
Looking at it though, you mentioned it, David Reinbacher coming in at 17, playing in the second division, getting minutes. So one thing that stands out with my kids in the school that I teach and are playing hockey, and also what I've heard from some of the coaches in the SHL, they mentioned that a young player has to become more professional when they come up. They need to learn how to eat properly, to rest properly, and maybe not spend as much time on certain computer games or etc. Is that something you have seen David adjusting to and has helped over those 2 years that you've been with him now?
He was never like the other young guys. Also, he was right away, he looks for his nutrition, for his sleep. He have to make his, also he goes to work. I think for a young guy, he was right away really professional. And yeah, I don't know why. It's in everything, he's a little bit older, I think, in the head than the other guys. He knows exactly what he wants. So maybe it makes that easier to say no to the other things, or he's more interested in all this important stuff like nutrition, this stuff, because he had one goal. What's really the reason? I don't know. I drove him a lot because before he don't have the license. So that's why we know each other that good. The first time he came with us on an away game, when we drove back from our game, he came back in the bus and asked me really shy, can I drive home with you? I said, yeah, sure. It's on the way. It's not that far away from my home. And then he came, he called me every morning or in the evening, can you pick me up for the practice? And yeah, there we talk a little bit about this stuff. But at the end, he was right away really professional.
Is this and it's a question that just jumped into my head. So, yeah. But is this the Ronaldo effect where we've all grown up now, or I'm older than you are and you're older than David, but we've seen Ronaldo going on for his fantastic career and kept it alive for so long due to the fact that he's very careful of what he eats and how he trains and sleeps. I know he has a sleep schedule, among other things. Do you think that affects younger players coming up as well, that they see these guys and know what it takes to reach that goal that they have?
It can be, but I think it would be that easy for all the young players when they see him and then they do it. So a lot of guys, yeah, it's like, yeah, with 17, 18 years, you have maybe sometimes a little bit other interest. And then it's our friends who are not professionals. with them you've grown up, so it's not all the time that easy. Doesn't matter you know Ronaldo and how good he is because he practiced and is a real professional soccer player. And at the end, yeah, you have a goal and then you have to say no to something else and interest in, yeah, nutrition stuff and like this. And I think it's every guy, it's a little bit different. For some guys, it's really easy to say no or to be interested in the important stuff for a professional athlete. And the other, yeah, maybe needs a little bit longer live the life how they want. It's not every professional athlete, it's really a professional. So you have to find your way. And yeah.
We need to know because we've said all the good things and there's plenty of more good things to say about David, obviously. But looking at it, what can we think about areas where he needs to improve, except for driving? Then, well, he has his license now. But
yeah, now he has it. But I think he can improve also there a little bit. No, right? I think he can improve everywhere a little bit at the end, but he's really young. But the most thing I think he can improve is what we talked before on the blue line, that he's more productive with scoring and passing or playing in the O zone, but also in the defense zone. But in the defense zone, I think that will become when he get a little bit stronger. He is big, so when he had a little bit more strength, and then he can battle harder, and it's easier then for him to win the battles. But anyway, right now he make a really good job. But I think on the blue line in the O zone, there is maybe the biggest step what he can do.
Defenders are also rated nowadays on how they interact in the offensive zone and how many points they score and goals, etc. Do you think it's hidden and he's just been careful to play the way the coach wants and that he feels secure and it might come around now this year with his second year in the league?
I think you also see it last year. He felt every game a little bit comfortable and try every game a little bit more. But he had also the feeling when he can do something and when not, and where, what's really good for a young guy. And yeah, last year, they throw him right away in the PP. So he never played that one year in the second highest league. And then he came to a bigger league and they throw it right away in and told him, yeah, you play PP. And for that, he makes a really good job, or he had make a really good job. And when I think now this year, when he had the first year and now he gets a little bit more comfortable, he have more confidence, that helps way more than, and he, that's why I think he's more productive than this year than last year.
I always liked his shot. It's not maybe the hardest shot, but he always hits the net for a deflection, for a tip-in, or it goes in because of the screen. Is that something he has worked hard on in practices and after practices as well?
Yeah, I think so. He worked a lot with our defense coach at the end of the practice on the blue line, different scenario, where he can shoot, shoot around the players and find a way to the net. And yeah, also last week, we practiced a little bit on that in the first week also.
We don't know where David will play this year, at least not officially. You might know something. You don't have to reveal it
not
now.
Officially, so, not official.
Realistically, and bear in mind that Montreal Canadian fans are a little bit crazy like that. And Claughton is not one of the major powerhouses. It's a classic team in the Swiss League. Let's be honest with that. But it's a long time since he were very good. Realistically, what kind of expectations should we have for David Reinbacher next year if he plays in Claughton?
The expectation. And when he plays here, I think he will get a strong defensively defender who's better than last year offensive. He makes the... how we say before, he makes the game quick. He can also skate with the puck in the O zone. So it's not like that he have a great first pass, but he can also skate in the O zone and helps so the forwards to get really quick in. And yeah, I think he will improve everywhere a little bit more than last year and can make really a big step or a next reach a next level.
Should we, I mean, point-wise for a defender, I always think that's a little bit scary, but should we look at maybe time on ice, as you mentioned, maybe get some time on the box play or the penalty kill?
Yeah, exactly. That was right away in my mind. I think also he will get now the time in box play and work there on his box play skills. And then I think he'll have way more ice time than last year. And yeah, and that helped him also then in his whole situation. And I think he will right away a better, or he will play good box play right away, because he's really good with the stick. He's big, he's quick. So I think he will play really good box play.
I mean, you play defense as well, Steve. So box play, does that help you become a better defender overall?
Yes, I think so. It's like the most time you're in your D zone, they have one guy more. And so you have to look maybe a little bit more around, because you know somewhere is a player, he's free. 5 against 5, most time you have your guy and you have to make the one-on-one when there's a puck. And box play, yeah, it's like when it's a loose puck, yeah, then it's maybe a one-on-one or maybe two guys against you. But overall, yeah, you have to be really wake up and see where's the free guy. Maybe read the game, which play they have, what they want to do. Because the most teams, yeah, they have some options, not only one. So it helps your defense play, yeah.
As you mentioned, other teams have different options. How much do you study an other team's box play before you play them?
We have all the time in the morning before the game. We have a pre-game skate, and then the coaches show us the videos, especially box play, and how they break out and maybe a special place. And then, yeah, at the end, we watch maybe videos 5-10 minutes. Depends which team, how good they're in power play. And yeah, and then we try at the beginning to kill them.
I want to go back a little bit to the Swiss League in general, because you experienced it from all ends, it seems. But it is a fantastic atmosphere. The crowds are amazing.
Yeah.
And you must have one of the biggest derbies in hockey with Klaten and Zürich.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little bit different, I think, to other countries.
You sell proper beer in the stands. That's the difference.
yeah. It's maybe, yeah, it doesn't help, not all the time, but yeah, it makes maybe a little bit different that they have beer on the stairs. That's it. Yeah, we have one of the biggest, or one for me the best derby. Especially last year, the first game after we missed that 4 years, it was a hell of a game, a great atmosphere from both sides and both fans. It was really, it was special, the first game. And yeah, I think, yeah, it's a little bit special to other countries. It's a little bit louder, the crowd, they singing all the time. They make really good atmosphere in the stadium, and yeah, it makes fun to play.
We always hear this from sports, and we're watching the Women's World Cup is going on, et cetera, in soccer. But how much of an importance is that crowd factor? Does it really feel like there is an extra player on the ice? That is what the commentators always say.
I think, yeah, especially after this Corona year. Yeah. Then you felt it the first time, how it is to play like in the juniors with only maybe some people in the stairs. And after this year, when you had the first time a full house or a lot of people in the arena, then maybe you felt it the first time how important that is, that, yeah, something missing when it's nobody there and it's quiet and not that loud and... not the sport atmosphere. It's like after this season, you appreciate that I've really how it is to play in a full house or in a lot of people in the stairs.
I don't know if David has spoken to you about this, but in development camp, he was paired with Lane Hudson.
He told me that. I called him after the game, what they had, to know how it was. And then I think the first, what he said, he played with him, and he was really good, amazing. It makes fun with him to play.
I get the feeling sometimes that when I watch David Reinbacher and I watch Lane Hudson and I watch them together, as David might not be that cool pick, but he makes the cool pick from last year so much better together. Can you see that as well? Or do you think he has that breakout in offensive output that fans usually look at when it comes to everyone wants the next Erik Karlsson?
Yeah, I don't saw Hudson that a lot. So it's hard for me. I had it right away the other way. I know David really good. But when he told me he played with him, I watched some highlights. And yeah, he's really good offense. But I think the combination of these two guys can be really good. And also when David make his improve to play more offense or maybe a little bit better than, or he improves himself to the next level, I think also he can be really, really good offense. But they are totally different players. When I saw how they skate, and they totally look different. So it's hard to compare these two styles of hockey together. But I think the combination from these two guys, that can be really, really good.
There you have it. We've been talking to Steve Kellenberg from Kloten, the captain of Kloten, and David Reinbacher is the personal driver.
Not anymore.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.